John Kerry, and I'm reporting for duty. We're here tonight, my fellow Americans, we're here tonight united in one purpose. We have it in our power to change the world, but only if we're true to our ideals. And that starts by telling the truth to the American people. As president, that is my first pledge to you tonight. As president, I will restore trust and credibility to the White House. I will be a commander-in-chief who will never mislead us into war. And I will appoint an attorney general who will uphold the Constitution of the United States. Though tonight in the city where America's freedom began, only a few blocks from where the sons and daughters of liberty gave birth to our nation, here tonight, on behalf of the new birth of freedom, for all those who believe that our best days are ahead of us, with great faith in the American people, I accept your nomination for President of the United States. I am proud. Now I know that there are those who criticize me for seeing complexities, and I do, because some issues just aren't all that simple. Saying there are weapons of mass destruction in Iraq doesn't make it so. Saying we can fight a war on the cheap doesn't make it so. And proclaiming mission accomplished certainly doesn't make it so. America can do better, and tonight we say help is on the way. Day after day, America can do better, and help is on the way. What does it mean, sleeping in Lafayette Park, on the doorstep of the White House itself? What does it mean? America can do better, and help is on the way. We value an America that controls its own destiny because it's finally and forever independent of Mideast oil. I want an America that relies on its ingenuity and innovation, not the Saudi royal family. I want to address these next words directly to President George W. Bush. And let me say it plainly. You will lose and we will win. The future doesn't belong to fear. It belongs to freedom. So much promise stretches before us. Americans have always reached for the impossible, looked to the next horizon and asked, what if? And now it's time to ask, what if? What if we find a breakthrough to Parkinson's, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and AIDS? What if we have a president? What if we have a president who believes in science so we can unleash the wonders of discovery like stem cell research and treat illness for millions of lives? What if we have a leadership that's as good as the American dream so that bigotry and hatred never again steal the hope or future of any American? Never has there been a moment more urgent for Americans to step up and define ourselves. I will work my heart out, but my fellow citizens, the outcome is in your hands more than mine. It is time to reach for the next dream. It is time to look to the next horizon. For America, the hope is there. The sun is rising. Our best days are still to come.